Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, we in the building, man. You know what it is, man. The Livest Cloud Radio Show in the planet. I said in the planet.
In the planet.
Yeah. In the planet, on the planet, whatever the fuck, man. It's my birthday. I can do shit like that. Straight from the E-Block Radio, dog. Live on your dial right this moment, dog. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 mile to the mile high. I got my man Monk Money in the building. What it do? You know what I'm saying? We got some special guests in the video. Ass in the video.
Damn, this
nigga
Pat Rock got
in the studio.
Pat Rock got
in the studio this evening, dog. I got my man Angry Man in the building. What up, though?
What's the business?
I don't know. T, we got to give you a nickname, dog. What we want to call this nigga? I don't know. What we want to call you?
Hollywood.
All right. Got my man Hollywood in the studio right now. Off camera. You feel me? Doing this thing off camera. I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Of course, you know it is Social Media Thursday. So if you got social media, make sure you hit my man that Real Monk Money.
Yeah.
I'll be forgetting because you don't post shit, so I don't even know. Yeah, you don't post shit. But you can also hit me at Hood Howard Stern, man. That's on Twitter and Instagram. And, dog, it's my birthday, and I'm fucked up right now. We drinking this Pat Ron.
Pat Ron snatched
it. Yeah, Pat Ron snatched me. I don't even know what we're talking about today. We got a low-key, like, we just go do some random shit today. We just go talk shit. And if you're watching right now, man, make sure you hit me up and tell me happy birthday, dog, because I appreciate that shit. Even, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But look, it's been 7 days, dog. And you had a lot of shit going on, so what's been popping with you, dog, since last week?
Shit.
Nigga, don't know what, dog. Right.
Shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I had an eventful weekend and shit.
Yeah.
Went to ATL, you know what I'm saying?
ATL, shout it.
Yeah, one of my mans got married and shit.
Yeah, for sure. We back on me. Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga and shit, you know what I mean? It was a beautiful ceremony and shit. We had a great time out in the motherfucker. I can't really expose all the shit we did, but we had a ball out there, motherfucker.
They can't expose all the shit.
All the shit, but you know, we had a ball.
Yeah, shout out to ATL, though.
Only thing I was mad about these niggas, man. These niggas, they want to eat, bro.
And you an eating ass, motherfucker.
I'm an eating ass,
and we know that.
And niggas, they want to eat, bro. 9 times out of 10 niggas will have a cup in their hand. Not even chips, bro. Just drinking, though. We just drink, like, literally. I had to force these niggas to eat. They talk shit about me. Talking about some, my man, all you want to do is eat with your fat ass. You ever see my Facebook page, you'll see me on that motherfucker flexing on these hoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Flexing on these hoes. I saw that shit. Hey, what up, though, Ram? My nigga Ram just checked in. Dog, he said happy birthday, man. Thanks, dog. Appreciate
what's up,
that
big
shit.
Guy?
Big Ram in the building. But yeah, anyway, flexing on them, flexing on them.
Yeah, flexing on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing too much, man.
Well,
I had a ball out there.
How long you stayed?
We stayed out there for fucking,
a long
Friday
time,
Friday
like.
To Monday.
Friday to Monday,
yeah,
okay.
Friday to Monday.
All right, that's what's
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was nice, you know what I'm saying? People could do mama cribs off the chain, bro. Like,
word?
Man, dog, it made me want to move down there, bro.
Well, that's because I think some of the houses and shit is less expensive, so.
Fuck, they're really less expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm
they got no basement, though. I don't like that shit, man.
Yeah,
they
do.
They got a basement?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Where they live at? Like, outside Atlanta or they in Atlanta?
Where they live at? Hollywood, McDonald, Georgia.
How far is that from ATL, like from downtown?
40 minutes.
Oh, see, it's outside. Like, in the city of Atlanta, it's hard to find motherfuckers with basements, man. You know, like, it be storming nice down south, dog. I need a basement to run into and shit. I'm
they
scared.
They honestly said we had a big storm then, but I was so fucked up.
So you ain't even know, huh?
I ain't even had no storm. You know, my nigga shook the hotel like, shit,
they shake me. Right, because y'all had
to die. Them motherfuckers couldn't even get in the room while I was asleep, bro. I was coming.
He old sleep ass nigga,
I can't
man.
Do that all night drinking and all that shit. You know,
yeah, that's,
you know,
that's what happened when they came. That's what happened when they came to Colorado, too. This motherfucker went to sleep.
I like
sleepy ass nigga.
Hey, fuck y'all, man. One point.
Well, that's because you can't stop. Like, we get started with this motherfucker so early, dog.
Yeah.
Like, so early. My nigga, I'm not really used to that. Like, when we pulled up, Yo, when he touched down, he hit me and said, "What dispensary is open, dog?" Like, I know this shit is legal out here in Colorado and shit, but goddamn. As soon as we stopped down, and you know what the nigga told me? Angry man. You know what the nigga told me? That nigga was like, "Oh, we gotta go because I can't go to sleep until we go to the dispensary." This nigga said he can't go to sleep, dog. That nigga's a fiend, bro. That nigga said he can't go to sleep, dog.
What I supposed to do, man? Shit, I couldn't get nothing. Hopping off an airplane, right? So I had to get up, bro.
That nigga said he couldn't go to sleep.
No biscuits or pancakes?
No, he ain't want nothing to eat, dog. And look, and I told him, dog. I told him before they came, I'm like, dog, you got to drink a massive amount of water in this motherfucker because it's like 1,000,000,000 miles in the air and shit. Like, nigga, the air thin as fuck. I was like, dog, you go get nauseous. All right, nigga, I'm good. But we got there. I guess he didn't believe me. Like, I only lived on the third floor. Motherfuckers almost passed out put up to my shit.
Dog.
Because it really is that bad. The air is thin as fuck, dog. It really
is. And I'm so mad because this nigga already up the steps. Like, this fast. You meet me up the steps?
Yeah, Hollywood, what's happening, dog? What you doing here? You been talking down here?
Because I ain't never,
You never been to Colorado?
I've been to Colorado, but I never felt
dog
the motherfucking air difference. I know how the football players on the, yeah, they playing in Mile High.
Yeah, you gotta have that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You do.
But I never actually, you know what I'm saying, experienced it. So
dog, that shit real
you know
life.
Like, I never played, so I was like, ooh, this shit.
Dog, that shit real life. Ask Monk Money.
Hey, I hear everybody saying in the field.
Y'all playing up in Mile High.
I was so mad.
That shit true.
I was so mad that this nigga didn't have no elevator, dog. He said all the way on third floor.
He said all the way. My nigga, it wasn't even really that far. This step was like this tall.
It felt like, hey, bro, when I walked up the step, bro, I felt like I was finna die, bro. Like, I got the boy.
Hey, I told him, though.
Man.
I told him before they got here. I'm like, dude. Like,
he was up the steps all the way to, and he beat me. And he was up there. Yeah. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Because the fat nigga had been there already. You know what I'm saying? I knew what it was. But I told him when I first got there, though, dog, I was so fucking nauseous for weeks, though. Like, you got to drink so much water till it's fucking ridiculous.
Because of the air.
Yeah, because of the air. Dog, the air is so fucking thin. And, like, when you get there, your nose going to be all dry and your lips going to be dry. In the middle of summer, you look like you on some motherfucking crackhead pookie shit. No bullshit.
And then, like, one day, it was, like, 80 degrees, beautiful.
Oh, then after y'all left, though. It's snow. It's
snow
like a motherfucker.
Oh,
but there's no humidity, though. So, like, as soon as the snow hit the ground, like, by 2 o'clock, this shit gone. Yeah. Like, this motherfucker here, it snows 6 inches. This bitch here till April. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But there, that shit just evaporate. Like, it's actually snow flakes. Nigga. Like, when we say flakes, them actually flakes. Here, I don't know what this shit is. It's like a wet-ass blanket. I don't know what that shit is. Shout out to Colorado, though, man. You know I love Colorado.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else been going on, though?
I mean, that's been it with your boy, you know what I'm saying?
That's been it.
I had the ball, you know what I'm saying? Working hard, you know what I'm saying? Switching jobs, you know.
Always switching jobs.
Yeah,
always switching jobs. That's
what I'm saying. Better opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Better chance to learn. You know what I mean? I might take a pay cut, but...
Yo, Nick, what up, though? I see you, dog. My bad. I'm reading. Nick, what up, though?
You know what I'm saying? Better opportunity for your boy. So, you know, that ain't too much nothing.
For real. Oh, man, who's Edward? What does that say? De La Torre? Is that what that say? 1488 Records. What's that?
I don't know.
Hey, tell me what that is, dog. 1488 Records. That must be your little record company or something. Let me know. Oh, D. Will, what up, dog? D. Will said, what up from Anguilla? Like, dog, yeah. I'm going to see you in a day, dog. I'll holler at you in a day. E-Block Radio is traveling all the way to Anguilla. Wherever the fuck that is, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just getting on the plane and I'm going. I'm not sure exactly where that is.
So how many stops you got
to
make?
Two. I got to go to Charlotte, and then I got to go to San Juan, and then I'm going there. So, yeah, I got a passport, nigga. I'm excited, because I ain't never had a passport. Like, I don't know if you got to actually get a stamp or whatever, but I got a passport.
You going to get a stamp for Angola?
Do you? Yeah. Or do they just look at it and then say, get your ass on the plane?
No, you get your stamp, boy. I ain't got one yet.
No, I might not get no stamp. I'm just excited to go and shit, though. Shout out to my man, D. Will. Congratulations on your wedding, dog.
My guy, yeah.
For sure. You say y'all look like y'all need some spicy strips from Popeyes. Last week, in case y'all didn't check out the show.
I knocked on the door, I was hoping it was them and shit.
Right. Last week, though, my man D. Will came through with the spicy chicken strips. I only got two, though, because, like, niggas killed that shit. Like, niggas was on it. That shit was good, though. Huh?
Chicken strips?
Yeah. Oh, shit, you ain't know. Yeah, my nigga D. Will eat chicken strips. You worse than Lil D, though. Lil D said. So you don't eat no meat? Oh, shit, we got my man Gigabytes in the building, man. What's the deal? And we almost didn't get no love today because the charge you gave me, she was all fucked up, but I nigga rigged it, and we good now. We good. I got you. I probably fucked it up, so don't look at me like that. Whatever, nigga. Tell me happy birthday, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Tell me happy birthday.
That's the only reason I'm here.
That's the only reason you're here. Yeah. Matter of fact, if you watching right now, man, wish your man's happy birthday, dog. We drinking some of that Pat Ryan, you know what I'm talking about?
He drinking it off the neck.
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking it off the neck. You got it in the cup. My bad, I'm sorry.
Birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? If you watching right now, wish your man's happy birthday, man, because I love y'all, nigga. All right, so look, so you did that. Went to the ATL, did the whole wedding thing and shit. What else you been up to, though?
That's it, man.
Did you do anything for the holiday, or you got back during the holiday?
I got back during the holiday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. So you ain't do shit then. So you got away with this weekend without having to cook. How that shit feel? Because then you cook every holiday.
I know. Feel good.
What you need to do is hook up a brisket, though. I want a brisket.
That do sound excellent.
It do. Like maybe next week when I get back.
Oh, Lord, dirt.
That's hot grits. The hot grits. Oh, yeah, niggas still want the hot grits, though, man.
Because of this hors d'oeuvre shit, dog.
What hors d'oeuvres is you talking about?
One day, dog, I'm sitting at the crib chilling, bro.
That nigga say he want some hors d'oeuvres.
And I have all these fucking sandwiches, and these was big-ass sandwiches, bro.
You like, cute, crib. Y'all stay over there on the
Wayburn.
On Wayburn, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, off Moran. Moran gang.
And I had all the sandwiches from work, bro. And his niggas kept talking about
the motherfucking sandwiches.
Yeah.
That sandwich that you woke me up by my sleep with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk.
That's it right there.
Gigabytes. No bullshit, Gigabytes, man. I was at the crib. I was asleep. I fell asleep. I crashed in front of the AC. I was asleep, snoring like a motherfucking dog. He came in like on how high, dog. Remember we was hitting him with the blunt and shit? That's how he hit me with the sandwich, my nigga.
Bro,
and I woke up, cuz.
I woke up. I kicked him. I busted him.
Didn't wake up.
This nigga didn't wake up, bro.
Did not wake up.
I hit the sandwich across his nose, nigga, say.
Dog, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. What the fuck was that? It was a turkey with corned beef. Oh, pastrami. Hey. Dog, the best shit ever.
It was a plate of that shit.
Yeah.
And the shit was looking so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that right there? He like these hors d'oeuvres. Ever since then, have you asked no?
Yeah.
I want some hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
So he was like about 7 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I've been asking for hors d'oeuvres for 7 years.
Yeah.
This is looking so good.
Hey. No, I'm trying to tell you, the motherfucker sounds is on point, man. For sure. I'm Michelle. Thanks for the happy birthday, man. Appreciate it. My man Rags, what up, though? Happy birthday to me, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it's my man Raglan right there.
Hors d'oeuvres woke that nigga Q out of deep sleep, though. Like,
hors d'oeuvres woke me up, my nigga. I am not gonna lie, bro.
I did the blunt and everything. The blunt didn't do it.
Dog, did not do nothing. Dog, that sandwich came through. But, dog, on some real shit, I was hungry as a motherfucker, though, because that day, for whatever reason, I went to go, man, God bless the dead, dog. I went to go kick with my sister, dog. And we got hot in the motherfucker. We drank, we smoked, and I hadn't ate a damn thing. So when I got back to the crib, I was fucking sick, low key. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I was sitting in front of the AC. Like, I'm sweating in front of the AC, nigga, like, sleep. Sweating.
While you
were sleeping,
huh?
Hey, you bet. Hey, I might have, man. Oh, I just seen my man Kess just popped in. That's my man Doug right there. Shout out to my man Doug. He from Indiana. Doug is a for real white boy, though. Like, he from the farms, though. But that's my nigga.
That's your nigga?
Yeah, that's my nigga. Congratulations on the baby, bro. You know what I'm talking about?
I got a Doug, too. That's my nigga white dude.
Doug. But my mom, my OG, though. God rest the dead, man. My OG used to call. Like, he used to call the crib when we go home for the summers. And my OG used to be like, it's white boy Doug on the phone.
Your
mom used to say that, dog. That's my guy, man. Shout out to my man, Doug. Dog, congratulations again on the baby, bro. That's gangster right there. I feel that, man.
Congratulations, dog.
Yeah, congrats, dog. But, yeah.
Babies is a good thing, bro.
For real, but it sounded like you was saying something. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving right along. So what else did I do this week, though? I ain't do shit. Like, I ain't go to no weddings. No, what did I do? Oh, it was Memorial Day weekend, right. Yeah. So we had a little barbecue at the crib, man. Shout out to all the people that came through. You know what I'm saying, did they thing. I got a mug. I didn't bring it with me. I got a mug probably about, I posted it on Facebook, probably about this high. So I was on some, like, on some 1997 shit, dog. I was mixing Bacardi Limon, all right, or Bacardi Lyman, whatever you want to call it, mixed with some Sprite, right? I filled that shit up all day. And by the end of the day, we had went through 2 fifths and a pint, dog. So I was pretty good. And my man E-Beezy, shout out to my man E-Beezy, brought through some Pat Ryan. I drank some of that shit, too. So it was, yeah, it wasn't no joke. Yeah, I was kind of dead after that, dog. But it's all good, though. But anyway, shit, let me see. What else I did? I did that Sunday. Saturday, I actually had to work on the plantation, so I didn't do shit. Monday, which was the actual holiday, I shout out to my nephew, dog. It was his birthday. I shout out to my nephew, Chris. Shout out to CJ, dog. 14 years old, bro. We old, dog. My nephew, 14. I remember when he was a crying-ass baby. Like, he cried so fucking much that, like, niggas in the neighborhood thought that my mom's name was abusing kids. Like, this nigga, like, for real, no bullshit. Like, and crying for no motherfucking reason. Like, I don't even understand. So it got to the point where when we got the nigga, dog, we would shut the doors. Because, like, we didn't want all that shit going outside. Like, man. Shout out to my man, CJ, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, now
he's the chillest nigga I know. Hey, shout out to my man, Frankie G. Figs. He said that Pat Ryan, that's exactly what it is, man. Yeah. Pat Ryan. He must be from the west side of Detroit. Because he said Pat Ryan. Who else say Pat Ryan other than us?
Pat Ryan.
Yeah, but you got west side of Detroit niggas, though. That's why you saying that shit, though. I don't know, man. Hey, but shout out to everybody. Check us out. Make sure that if you on the comment box right now, hit me up. Tell me happy birthday, dog.
My dog's birthday.
Hey, City Shout, talking about happy birthday, Lamont. Hey, niggas don't need to know that that's my middle name, bro. Niggas don't need to know all that.
You
know what I'm talking about? But what we gonna talk about, though? What you want to talk about?
We can talk about a number of shit.
We just gonna talk about some random shit, dog. So, let me see, what else happened while you... Oh, let me ask you this, because we talking about random shit. How was it in ATL? How was it in ATL, though? Like, was it... Did you encounter a lot of gay shit? I just want to ask you. I got to ask you.
I mean, it wasn't no, like, you know they was fruits because of what they
he
had.
He said fruits.
What they had on. So okay. You know they was fruits. So it wasn't nothing. They chilled. They stayed to themselves. You know
what
I'm
saying? They don't hide
that shit. They don't have it. So that's the shit I don't mind because you ain't trying to hide the shit. You knew you trying to hide the shit then come hang out with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I want to know.
Yeah, you say you
want
to know.
I want to know if you
don't want them ones that's fucking the same women we fucking.
You know? Right, the ones on the low.
That's the one I know.
Like my nigga Pimp C say. Yeah, sure. For sure.
I don't like that shit anyway. Anyway, but that in ATL, shit, they knew what they was. You know, they stayed in their lane.
Yeah.
No, we stayed in our lane, shit. We ain't had no encounters with the, you know, the gay community, but
I see.
Saw them.
Right, you saw him.
They're
there. Shout out to my man, Big Ant, dog. What up, dog? Thanks for the happy birthday wish, man. Thanks for the happy birthday, my man, Frankie. City Shy say, my nigga McFlame. He on the road. Yeah, but he ain't drive down here, though, so we don't even want to hear that shit. And he didn't come down to be live, you know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, so it wasn't too bad, right?
No. I went too bad.
All right, and y'all was downtown.
Right? I was downtown.
Yeah, right. So yeah, that's probably where it at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? Hey, look. Let me ask you, dog.
We heard a pool party going on.
And you were scared to go?
We didn't hear no girls. Like it was so loud. We didn't hear no girls there. You know what I'm saying? Like you know you hear a bitch go the DJ going or something.
You ain't hear none of that.
So we went to go to that.
I feel it. I feel it. Ain't nothing wrong with that decision, my nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that decision, dog. Hey, but I did want to ask you this, though. So, you in ATL, dog.
Yeah.
What them strippers looking like, bro? You got to take a deep breath.
Dog.
What them strippers looking like?
When I first walked in there, right?
Hey, hold up. My man Big Ant say just stay away from Lennox Mall. I don't know. Is that an inside shot? Somebody know about that? You say stay away from there.
The Lennox Mall is the big mall in...
Right, you said stay away from it though. That's,
be there.
Oh, for a word, that's how I be. Okay, yeah. Well, Big Ant know what he talking about. Well, he was in ATL for a minute.
But it's Somerset though.
It's Somerset, but it is.
Yeah.
Okay,
you gotta go out there.
But you just gotta go and let niggas know what it is. Like, hey, nigga, I'm straight. I'm going to get an outfit, nigga. I don't need no help, nigga. I gotta go get an outfit. No, my bad, my buddy. What you say, man? What your strippers looking like, bro?
Hey, they straight though. They straight.
Yeah.
But a lot of them got you know the plaque surgery. You can tell, you know, they ask some of the masses one real. We can,
there's a lot of that shit going on down there.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit going around everywhere. A lot of that ain't real. But
yeah.
You seen that shit on Facebook with her ass flip-flop came. Yeah.
I didn't see that shit.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, we walked in there, bro. First thing I see this big ass like. big ass huge Brillo pad walk right past me.
Brillo pad. First of all, I think that Brillo
pad. It's like spiky Brillo pad. So I'm like, damn man, what the fuck is that? And it's like, that's Macy Gray.
Oh, hell no. So, wait a minute. Macy Gray in the strip club.
Man, you see that thing, bro.
Where was y'all at? What strip club was this?
Onyx.
That was an Onyx. Shout out to Macy Gray doing her thing at Onyx over Memorial Day weekend. E Block exclusive right here, dog. We got Macy. Did you get it on video?
No.
Oh, come on,
girl. The Brillo, her hair threw me off because I didn't
the Brillo.
Know what, I didn't even look Brillo. At nothing but the hair, like, what the fuck is that? They're like, that's Macy Gray. I'm like, oh shit, damn, that's crazy. But you know, shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? It was Onyx was like.
Did she get on stage?
Yep.
Shout out to Macy Gray shaking that ass. Did you really want to see that though?
No, man.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Macy Gray, but yeah. I mean, yeah. You said much disrespect. Yeah, niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, niggas ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit, dog. That's crazy. That's crazy. Shout out to Macy Gray doing her thing in Onyx over the holiday weekend, though. That's what's up.
That thing. But them strippers in there, man.
Woo. Surprised you ain't seen that from Detroit.
Think of the cold peanut butter, bro.
Cold peanut butter, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like wowzers. But I was a gentleman. I didn't do anything.
Well, no, because that shit set up like,
Because we was only in that bitch for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Shit, why you do that?
Because we went to the couple clubs first.
True.
I'm in there with one of them damn money shooters.
Right.
You got to go.
Oh, shit, I'm gone. Yeah. If I pop off in this nigga got one of the money guns, like, I'm out. Like, shit. Because I ain't got shit but like $2 in this motherfucker. So, ain't about to clown me. I ain't got enough for the shot. Like, oh, they got know? 2 drink minimum. Like, we got to leave it. Because I ain't even got that shit.
No, they ain't got no drink minimum, man. But my man was like, dog. My man, we went forward on the bus, passed the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga literally stretched out on the motherfucking bus. Everybody else in the motherfucker.
Well, he didn't tell me that nigga didn't make it in.
He didn't make it in. He didn't even see no stripper.
Damn, missed out on that whole shit.
He didn't even see one stripper.
That's all right, though. Shit.
Fucking shit.
He got his thing in. It's all good. Yo, my man Big Ant, though. My man Monk Money say that was Club Onyx right there, man. So check it out. Macy Gray, probably on World Star by now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's on World Star. She was shaking her ass. Did nobody want to put it?
No phones out.
Right. I was surprised, but who stopped niggas though from pulling their phones out?
She was shaking her ass on the
phones
underground railroad.
It's in the underground railroad, dog. Wow.
She wasn't shaking her ass. Every time I see her, I just picture Training Day.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Macy Gray on Training Day, though. Definitely a thing, man. Hey, we just out here shooting some random shit, dog. Of course, it is my birthday, so if you watching, man, wish me a happy birthday, dog. Really appreciate it. We'll keep on drinking this Pat Ryan, though. So what else we want to talk about, dog?
Y'all heard about all my motherfuckers shot over the weekend in Chicago?
Again?
Like 50 motherfuckers.
Again?
So last year was like 55 motherfuckers.
Oh, shit, man.
And they were saying it was down.
Damn,
we're only 50 niggas.
Hey, y'all niggas.
It's a good weekend.
Dog, y'all niggas in Chicago, bro. Look, y'all niggas. This is E-Block Radio, dog. We live from the D, my nigga. Y'all niggas in Chicago need to calm down.
Man, they need
to calm down. Yeah, y'all need to. I don't know. Y'all need to.
No, them niggas need some dispensaries.
Yeah. Y'all niggas need to slow it down. Hey, I know it's heavy gang population shit, man. No disrespect to y'all whole little gang culture, nigga, but fuck that. Y'all niggas need to chill, bro. That shit is, like, who the fuck trying to die over the fucking holiday weekend, nigga? Over some fucking colors or some shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. When you die for the wrong reason, man. Like, motherfuckers out here getting shot by cops and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're saying? Y'all fucking gang up and do that shit.
For sure. And I know how y'all looking. I know how they looking at us, though. Like, nigga, y'all in Detroit, nigga. How the fuck can we talk? But, nigga, I think
we ain't get
50 motherfuckers dead over the weekend, for real. Like, y'all niggas is out of control.
Shit. Y'all, we chill.
My bad, dog. I had to pause for the call. I was giving me a little drink.
Yeah, we chill now. As bad as we used to be. You know?
It's still fucked up. Don't get me wrong. It's still fucked up. But y'all niggas need to, for real, relax, nigga. Relax. Like, my nigga Nori be saying, relax. That's that nigga new song.
One thing about Detroit niggas shoot niggas that they want to shoot.
Not just random motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I ain't gonna say that either, because little kids be getting smoked and shit by accident. So I don't know. These niggas be.
Well, they be trying to.
That nigga said they be trying.
They don't got intent, like, we finna shoot the whole street up.
Yeah.
They ain't intending to shoot the whole block up.
Dog, I'm gonna tell you right now, dog, when I knew niggas in Chicago had a problem, and you know what? I know we worldwide, so I'm gonna apologize ahead of time, nigga. I know this is probably not all of y'all, but remember. When them motherfuckers from Chicago, it was a group of teenage niggas, man. Motherfucker killed his moms for the motherfucking insurance money. And then was putting that shit on the internet, though. Like, they went cash the motherfucking insurance check at the bank for his moms. Like, they killed his moms. Like, I don't know if this shit was for real, but it seemed like it was for real. I don't know. I don't know if it's real for real. But if niggas going to that extent...
stories like that, bro.
It's plenty of stories like that. If niggas going to that extent, nigga, it's too much. Nigga, calm down. Like, for real. Like, it's going bad in this motherfucker. It really is. Like, it's some shit going wrong that you just, yeah, that you got to pay attention to. But niggas in Chicago, man, y'all niggas relax, man, please, dog. Shit, you making hard, nigga. You know, so you making hard for the rest of us niggas. Because when they send the feds to Chicago, guess where they coming next, nigga? I'm going to need y'all niggas to chill out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need y'all to chill out.
Let's see how many of them niggas shoot back at them.
Yeah, probably not many. Just like the niggas on our block, though, man. Don't bring the state boys to the block, man. That shit is that's ridiculous. Don't do that shit, man. We under the radar, dog. We under the radar. Shout out to my man London, man. Thanks for the happy birthday wish, dog. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my man Dre. He said he didn't make it in the party. Dog, I'm going to tell y'all about Dre, dog. We went to a set, dog. This is way back in the day. I know he married now, so we ain't gonna put them all on blast. But wherever we was at, he didn't actually make it into the party, though. This motherfucker, we got, this is how old it was, though. We got Polaroids of the nigga passed out at the front door. Like, he was almost there. Like, almost in that motherfucker.
He passed out the front
door. Passed out the front door, though. We got Polaroids of that shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna tell you right now, though, we was drinking like a motherfucker.
I bet.
That was back in the day when I used to drink good.
Right.
Yeah. I can't drink good, nah. I gotta eat a sandwich.
Good. We drink good.
Yeah, but I gotta eat a sandwich, lay down, catch a nap and shit. Yeah, I gotta do all that shit, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm old, man.
Make sure you drink some water.
Yeah, gotta drink some water, man. Shit, preferably put some lemons or something in there and shit.
Cause, my
lantern. And he said my lantern. Shout out to niggas that gotta drink my lantern when they drink.
After reflux.
Oh, after reflux. Okay, I didn't get it. I'm like, nigga, I ain't know what he was talking about. I ain't know. Alright, so look. Alright, so fuck that. We off of that shit then. We won't talk about that no more. So what else going on, dog?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Gigabyte's been having the motherfucking topics, man. What else we talking about today? I did want to talk about this. What? You about to say something?
Go ahead. I got it. I ain't gonna forget it.
Captain Lee Gifford. I know y'all that heard doing the decapitated Trump head.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a...
fired or something?
No, it was the other chick.
That was Captain Lee Gifford.
Nah. That was the old girl. The little B-list bitch.
The comedian bitch.
Yeah, that ain't her name.
Kathleen Gifford
is the motherfucker.
The redhead bitch.
No, that ain't her name, bro.
I'm almost guaranteed that's her
name. Google this shit, man. If y'all watching this right now, dog, who is the redhead comedian who got fired for holding up the dead Trump head? Who the fuck? That ain't her name.
Kathy Gifford.
That ain't it, dog. I'm telling you.
That redhead motherfucking comedian chick.
Dog, if y'all watching right now, tell me who that is, dog. Oh, yeah, that nigga was drinking a Hennessy and Bacardi Dark, though. Yeah, don't ever do that shit.
What she get fired from?
I don't know. Nigga, Comedy Central? Fox? I don't know. I don't know. Might have been Fox News. What's her name? It ain't here. Is it Lee Gifford? No, it's somebody else, bro. We talking about, what's her name, dog?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, somebody Google this shit. Somebody watch it right now, dog. Hit me up. Let me know who that was. Redhead.
Kathy Griffin.
Who?
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, dang, what you said, nigga? You said Gifford.
Gifford, goddammit.
Hey, so what you think about that shit, dog? Yeah, Kathy Griffin. Yeah. So what you think about that shit, though? I mean, obviously, I know. At the end of the day, man, it is the president, nigga.
I mean, it is a joke, man. It's a joke.
Yeah, but
so had that been Obama head?
I was about to say if that would been
had
Obama
that been head, Obama
nigga,
head, dog.
Had a fucking fit, dog.
A motherfucking fit, right?
We would have had a motherfucking fit.
So she was supposed to get fired, but at the end of the day, though, she was supposed to get fired, but she wasn't supposed to not do it though. Like she did what she felt. She practiced motherfucking freedom of speech. So I don't think she shouldn't have did it, but as corporate sponsors go, yeah, she gonna get fired. Nigga, you gonna get fired for doing shit like that.
They couldn't do it in the movie then. They couldn't spoof it.
I don't know, but she's just on TV, so she's just fucking around, so, you know.
I mean, she's a comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, what if they...
So, do you get a pass for being a comedian?
What you
do? You're supposed to, actually.
You're supposed to, yeah, you do.
Paramount off the scene because one of their movies did it?
And look how many times Paramount can kill the president.
All the time, right? All the time.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Actually, while we talking about it, I know we just bullshitting and politicking right now, but for real, on the politics side, dog, what you really feel, though? At this point, it's been about 4 months. What you really feel, dog? What you really feel about this nigga being president, dog? Did it really make a difference, though? Because I know originally when he got in, that was the topic. Like, does it really make a difference for the black community? Like, at this point, do you think it did?
Ain't shit changed for me.
It says the same old shit, huh?
It's the same shit that it say, you know what I'm saying? For any fucking president was in office since I've been alive.
Yeah.
It's been the same shit for me. I mean, none of these presidents actually affect me, even Obama.
Yeah.
Right.
That's one thing he did for you.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it is what it is.
So you saying it ain't really no thing?
Nope.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's my opinion.
Angry man, what you say, though? I'm interested to know what you guys say.
Well, shit, it's pretty much what it is. What it is. How often do the government, that high talk government, shit really reach us any goddamn?
Right, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? We can't keep a mayor in office without doing some bullshit. But we gotta worry about what's going on in the White House.
Nigga, we need a where are they now for Kwame, dog. What the fuck is? Kwame got about 50 years.
No, yeah.
Right, where are they now, nigga? Like ESPN shit. 30 for 30, nigga.
Hey, nigga, I like his relentless is moving.
Shout out to my nigga Kwame, dog. You know what I'm saying? Kwame Kilpatrick, dog. Shout out to the city of Detroit.
Ain't going nowhere.
I know he did some corrupt shit, dog, but he was trying to keep you niggas in business. That's all he was trying to do, dog. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing that shit forever. That's how politics works, right? That's how politics work. And just to tell you how fucked up politics is, though, then we're going to move off of that shit. But this whole little shit that's going on with Russia and all that shit with the president right now, even if they go through impeachment and shit, the realistic idea that shit actually happening, nigga, it probably really won't. Like, it's gonna take so long that by the time it's over, his shit'll be over.
Yeah.
And just to put that shit into focus is Nixon, nigga. Nixon got impeached in his first term. He didn't leave that motherfucker till after he got reelected. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, what the fuck is the point? Like, you talking about impeachment, but for what? That shit gonna take two fucking, I was about to say semesters. That's goddamn Pat Ryan, boy. Goddamn. I'm about to say some messages, nigga. What's happening?
How does this work? You know, they put the paperwork in line, whatever, the movie, the impeachment.
Okay.
Does he still have say so?
Yeah. Whole time. Just like, if you remember, damn, I was about to say Bill Cosby. Bill Clinton. Damn, I was like, Bill Clinton got impeached. But, like, nigga, what happened? He ended up finishing his shit, so it didn't really matter. But the impeachment process has started already. So he realistically, from the term, did get impeached. But it never stopped his job. So it's the same shit. So you do that shit with Trump right now, what the fuck is the point? Like, he gonna be in that bitch until his term is over. Like, the only way he could probably get out instantaneously is probably, I don't know, like some fucking war crimes or something, nigga. I don't even know. Like, what it could be that could force the nigga out immediately, other than, you know, getting killed. And I... Don't censor me. I was just saying. Like, I don't want to be killed. Look, I don't want our shit to get cut off. Like, I want to be killed. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah. But all right, so fucking politics, dog. Let's talk about something else. Look, we're going to keep throwing it back to Gigabytes. Like, what you say, dog?
What you got going on?
I do want to ask you this, though.
You're a random motherfucker.
But we talked about this earlier. I mean, not earlier. But we talked about this last week, man. And I want to get back to that, though.
Because
we got more people down here.
Okay.
So, motherfucking LeVar Ball, dog, is he a help or a hindrance to his kids, man? Because he's trying to push these motherfucking shoes and shit, which I heard he actually selling some shit, you know what I'm saying? And he turned down a deal, you know, he turned down a deal with Nike. Like, so, is it a help or a hindrance? Hollywood, like, he got something to say. Like, he was rearing up. Like, I don't know if he got something to say about it. You got something to say about this?
Oh, yeah. I always got an opinion.
All right, so what you think, dog? Is he a help or is he just in the fucking way?
He just doing him for his son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He not asking for the camera to come here. He doing this thing.
But they coming because, they came in, right?
So he probably feel like, I ain't got no chance because the camera here. I didn't ask y'all to come here. Y'all coming for me. Y'all want to come check up on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to do me. This is how I've been doing without the camera.
And that's what I'm going to continue to do, right?
So shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to come sit the camera on my face and ask me a question, I think I'm going to give you a
fake ass answer.
Tell you what you asked me.
The same thing I've been saying, right?
That's that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shit, hey, keep doing what you're doing.
Now see, this is what I think. I think along those lines, right? I agree with you 100% on that shit. That's just who he is. But I think what happened was that he was expecting that from the media, but now I think the media then became some shit that he wasn't prepared for. That's what I think. Like, he wanted him to come, but then he found out, like, damn, all that shit Kanye then was talking about was real. The media, fuck you, boy. They fuck you, boy.
Really ready for the media if you've never been in that position in the first place.
Yeah, that's why niggas go to the league, have to have media training, because this shit is a real job. The media will eat your ass alive.
My thing is this. You know, they talking shit about him because he's doing what he do. Now, if he wasn't there, and his kid...
He'd be a dead.
He talking shit about him. Yeah. I mean, when the fuck did Black man win?
So this is my thing. This is my thing. His philosophy, what he trying to do, like, you know what? Fuck that. I ain't doing this shit unless we get a partnership. Like, yo, that shit I agree with. And some niggas don't even know, though. But Steph Curry shit came with, what do you got, And-One? Steph Curry shit came with And-One because he had the same situation. He told them, fuck them, I want a partnership, and they ain't do it. So he went with And-One. So this shit is already happening while we trying to make it seem like he doing something extra. He not doing something extra. But he clowning on the motherfucking cameras, bro. Do that, though. Make them motherfuckers work for you, because at the end of the day, these shoe companies, the league, they gon' fuck you. So fuck them first. I feel that. But goddamn, turn it down for the camera
like
a little bit.
Because
it's like buffoonery.
No, but see, you want to understand, in show business, all publicity is good publicity. Right.
Hey, and if he acting like a buffoonery, that's how he is.
He
act like that when the camera's not on. That's
right.
Him. You know what I mean?
That's just him, yeah.
You know, everybody act like they act. Now, if a camera on, you just, all right, I ain't going to change and try to act this way for the camera. You going to catch me when I'm me.
Yeah.
So that just could be him. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Might be. I mean,
you already tell somebody, tone it down when we go out. You ain't got to be that wild.
But you're wild anyway.
Right.
You
did. Yeah.
But you brought it with you. So maybe you should just not brought the nigga with you. Shout out to my man Boo getting caught on live on Facebook and shit. Hey, what up, though, my man Al said, Golden State, baby. And that nigga said he ain't fuck with y'all no more, though. Y'all ain't get no liquor from him and shit.
My man. He couldn't wait to 8 o'clock, man.
I told you the nigga said he wasn't touching down to 8 o'clock.
Though. I know, but we couldn't wait to 8 o'clock. We got there at 4. What the fuck? We just bought liquor. I wish we would order that.
Yeah, because then he'd have brought the shit to you, so it's all good. Shout out to my man Al, though. Next time somebody in the ATL area, though, we're going to show you some love, bro. For real.
My bad, man.
Yeah, it's all good, though. But, all right, so with that, I agree. I think that his concept is great. I think what he's trying to do, getting a partnership, trying to make the most out of the situation that he can, because I feel like, go ahead and make that bread. Because even if he get to the league and he get a whole-ass contract or whatever happen, just know that you got your ducks in a row. So I feel that. But it just seemed like, dog, on TV, just I'm not convinced that that's how he is in real life. I'm not. I think it's a little bit of a show, dog.
No.
I think it's a little bit of a show.
The way the boys is, bro, and the way they just...
It's a little bit of a show.
Man, this nigga must have forgot Flavor Flav.
I can agree with a little bit of that, and I can say that because the camera's on him. He just exaggerates. He just going all out. If that's him, then he's putting a little on that.
Yeah.
Just a little, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's doing more than he would do.
But mostly it's him.
You know what I'm saying? But for the camera, I'm gonna put a little you know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So I can think that.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
but
you gotta get his 20 minutes
fame. Right.
Because if the camera ain't gonna be there for him.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you what's weird about it, though. It's us. And when I say us, I'm talking about black folks. What's weird is us, because we always, this is what we want, though. We want niggas to break in the shit that's not ours, you know what I'm saying? Break in the shit that seems like it's undoable and shit. We want to do it. But then, when they do it, we like, oh, nigga, fuck this. You acting like a clown, right? And I admit, I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. I said he acted like a clown. So I think it just all goes back to how we act, dog. The crabs in the barrel type of thing. Where you want that shit to happen, but then when a nigga actually doing it, then you kind of over critique it, because these ain't critiques a little bit. Some niggas is just hating. Like, if you want to sell them bitches for a bazillion dollars, I don't give a fuck. I can't buy them. But if a nigga go buy them, I don't give a fuck. Right.
If a nigga want one pair off, you good.
And then all I keep thinking.
Gucci, the motherfucking.
Exactly.
You
all that shit.
How you think they started their brand?
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. All them brands that's like major brands, nah, started somewhere. They had a shoe where a nigga looked at them like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And look at that shit now. So, I ain't mad at that shit at all. Damn, why that shit keep coming back to me? Nigga, calm down. I know it's my birthday and shit, but goddamn, I know it's my birthday, my nigga. Slow it down, though, man. Like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
we damn, it's late as hell. It's already. Damn, we fucking this shit up. Fuck, we want to do one more topic, then. What we want to talk about? Angry man, what you got, man? You got something angry you want to talk about?
Man, hell no. All this shit is fucked up.
It's my birthday, though. Don't forget, if you're watching right now, man, wish me a happy birthday, though. I appreciate that shit.
I got a topic for you.
What's that?
Y'all heard about Keisha Knight Pullman, her and her husband getting divorced. Now she want that nigga arrested because his motherfucking child support payments be late and sick.
Right, now I remember they got divorced and shit. Yeah, so that happened, what, last year or
no, that's
earlier
now.
This year? Well, it was going through some shit.
Well, she's trying to get that nigga arrested for having his child support late, payments being late, but the nigga gets a pension.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, it's not like the nigga's actually still out there on the motherfucking field playing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pretty bitch.
So what's the topic then? You want to say, like, I don't want to talk about them specifically. I don't care. But you want to talk about just the aspect of how child support be fucking around on niggas? Because I don't give a fuck about her.
It's all good when y'all together, but as soon as y'all ain't together no more, it's all about money, 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 money.
Well, yeah, you know? I mean, I think that's just a woman's defense.
You know, but people looking at Mary J. Blige's ex-husband and saying, oh, he a bum for trying. Why? Women do the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
So how is he a fucking bum? Because he a man.
It's all media perception, nigga. You know that.
That's exactly
it's all media perception. She made him out to be like a motherfucking monster.
If I marry Mary J. Blige and we get divorced, bitch, I want the same lifestyle you live with.
But, but he was her manager, so he actually does deserve that, though, because he actually did work on that money.
Hell yeah.
He her manager.
To her.
Yeah, that's just like
money and everything.
That's like Wendy Williams. So Wendy Williams and her husband worked together and he her manager. If they split up, then like he was the manager, so he got that coming. Like,
that's
women though.
Half.
But it be women who ain't putting nothing on shit.
Yeah.
And they still won't have.
Wasn't cooking, wasn't sucking dick, wasn't nothing.
But
and
you
then
wasn't shooting when I was in the gym.
Yeah.
You wasn't shooting.
Yo, dog, they fooling. We got a troll on there, dog. This dude Brett said, wow, I don't even know if I want to reread that, bro.
Read that shit.
Yo, he say Michael Brown was America's best kill, bro. I wasn't prepared for that, dog. Wow.
Wow.
Dog, he said Michael Brown was America's best kill. Duh, wow. All right.
That's his motherfucking opinion. Shit.
Wow, Isaac, what up, though, from Alaska, man? What's good? Patty, man, I don't know.
Hey,
are you agreeing with Brett Woods? Like, Brett Woods?
Hey, what's his name?
Brett Woods, yeah.
Man, Brett Woods, fuck off, you little
dog. Duh.
Bitch. Said in my face.
Yo, damn, they going in on some shit though. So this Riley said Trayvon Martin is now crying free. Damn, how they fucking with this up on my birthday? It's cool, man. But I already know that's how America is.
It is.
That's why we dealing with that shit every day.
I voted for Trump.
They didn't vote for Trump.
No, what I love about Trump, though, Trump is causing these motherfuckers to unmask their racism.
Yeah.
It's that hidden racism that fucks over you.
Yeah.
When a motherfucker's wide open with it, now I know where the fuck you coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know not to fuck with you. But
yeah.
You come in, you know, under Obama, you know for yourself, all white folks had a facade. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Some of them may have not had the facade, but a whole lot of them did. You know, that nigga president. You know, Obama. You know,
right.
But shit, now Trump came in. Shit, you bring it back to Reagan era, baby.
Right. Yeah, they going in though. He said Michael Brown life didn't matter. Damn, that's how they feel though. But the funny thing is though is that like I read these sometimes and I think it's funny because some people just be trolling for real. Mm. But the reality of it is this is really some people's ideas of black
people.
Yeah.
But y'all
that ain't nothing new. Like shit, we been know that.
But go back to what y'all just said. Media perception. Media demonized him. Media said he did this. Media said he did that. Media said he was like this.
Yeah.
When the motherfucker come to find out. He was selling the old boy, Mike, some motherfucking money for weed or drugs or whatever. And Mike wanted the motherfucking.
I'm sorry, dog.
Wanted the motherfucking get his money. Shit. But he wasn't trying to rob. The whole thing was, he wasn't trying to rob the fucking store like they tried to say he was.
Right.
No, nigga, I'm trying to get my money. Bitch, you owe me. Plain and simple.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. I was just reading. So Riley said, "Crackers' lives matter." I'm sorry, I had to laugh. So Antonio say, "I prefer European sateen no, American." Sauteen and shit up. Yo, I can't fuck with y'all, man. I'm out of here, dog. Dang, we gotta get out of this lead as hell, dog. Hey, look, we done ran up all the time, man. I want to thank everybody who checked us out on eblockradio.com. Everybody who checked us out.
Fuck.
Oh, right. Yeah, I love y'all too, man. I'm just glad y'all interacting because I like fucking with y'all, man. It's all good. But I want to give a shout out to my people in the I was about to say the studio audience. Damn. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Pat Ryan.
Right, that Pat Ryan in the studio, man. I got my man Hollywood. What up, though?
What up?
Got my man Angry in the building.
Yeah.
My man Gigabytes, what's happening?
You know it.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
You know what it is.
Dog, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 mile to the mile high. Man, I'm going to check y'all out next week, though. I'm gonna share some stories from Anguilla with y'all and shit. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to my man D-Will, dog. Congratulations for real, for real. But we about this thing, dog. You know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial, man. Peace out, y'all. Yo, we in the building, man. You know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show in the planet. I said in the planet.
In the planet.
Yeah. In the planet, on the planet, whatever the fuck, man. It's my birthday. I can do shit like that. Straight from the E-Block Radio, dog. Live on your dial right this moment, dog. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 mile to the mile high. I got my man Monk Money in the building. What it do?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We got some special guests in the video. That's in the video.
Damn, this is Pat where I got
in the studio.
Pat where
I got in the studio this evening, dog. I got my man Angry Man in the building. What up, though?
What's the business?
I don't know. T, we got to give you a nickname, dog. What we gonna call this nigga? I don't know. What we want to call you?
Hollywood.
All right. Got my man Hollywood in the studio right now. Off camera. You feel me? Doing this thing off camera. I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Of course, you know it is Social Media Thursday. So if you got social media, make sure you hit my man that Real Monk Money.
Yeah.
I'll be forgetting because you don't post shit, so I don't even know. Yeah, you don't post shit. But you can also hit me at Hood Howard Stern, man. That's on Twitter and Instagram. And, dog, it's my birthday, and I'm fucked up right now. We drinking this Pat Ryan.
Pat Ryan snatched
me. Yeah, Pat Ryan snatched me. I don't even know what we talking about today. We got a low-key, like, we just go do some random shit today. We just go talk shit. And if you're watching right now, man, make sure you hit me up and tell me happy birthday, dog, because I appreciate that shit. Even, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But look, it's been 7 days, dog. And you had a lot of shit going on, so what's been popping with you, dog, since last week?
Shit.
Nigga, don't know what you're doing. Right.
Shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I had an eventful weekend and shit.
Yeah.
Went to ATL, you know what I'm saying?
ATL, shout it.
Yeah, one of my mans got married and shit.
Yeah, for sure. Are we back on me?
Shout out to my nigga and shit, you know what I mean? It was a beautiful ceremony and shit. We had a great time out in the motherfucker. I can't really expose all the shit we did, but we had a ball out there, motherfucker.
They can't expose all the shit.
All the shit, but you know, we had a ball.
Yeah, shout out to ATL, though.
Only thing I was mad about these niggas, man, these niggas, they want to eat, bro.
And you an eating ass, motherfucker.
I'm an eating ass nigga,
and we know that.
And niggas didn't want to eat, bro. 9 times out of 10 niggas would have a cup in their hand. Not even chips, bro. Just drinking, though. We just drank, like, literally. I had to force these niggas to eat. They talk shit about me. Talking about some, my man, all you want to do is eat with your fat ass. You ever see my Facebook page, you'll see me on that motherfucker flexing on these hoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Flexing on these hoes. I saw that shit. Hey, what up, though, Ram? My nigga Ram just checked in, dog. He said happy birthday, man. Thanks, dog. Appreciate
what's up,
that
big
shit.
Guy?
Big Ram in the building. But yeah, anyway, flexing on them, flexing on them.
Yeah, flexing on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing some shit, man. I had a ball out there.
How long you stayed?
We stayed out there for fucking,
a long
Friday
time.
Friday
like,
to Monday.
Friday to Monday,
yeah,
okay.
Friday to Monday.
All right, that's what's
up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was nice, you know what I'm saying? People could do Mama Cribs off the chain, bro. Like,
word?
Man, dog, it made me want to move down there, bro.
Well, that's because I think some of the houses and shit is less expensive, so.
Fuck, they're really less expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They got no basement, though. I don't like that shit, man.
Yeah, they do.
They got a basement?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Where they live at? Like, outside Atlanta or they in Atlanta?
Where they live at? Hollywood, McDonald, Georgia.
How far is that from ATL, like from downtown?
40 minutes.
Oh, see, it's outside. Like, in the city of Atlanta, it's hard to find motherfuckers with basements, man. And you know, like, it be storming nice down south, dog. I need a basement to run into and shit. I'm scared.
They honestly said we had a big storm there, but I was so fucked up.
So you ain't even know, huh?
I ain't even had no storm. You know, my nigga shook the hotel like, shit,
they shake
me.
Right, because your ass is
hot. This motherfucker couldn't even get in the room while I was asleep, bro. I was coming.
He old sleep ass nigga,
I can't
man.
Do that all night drinking and all that shit. You know?
Yeah, that's what happened when they came. That's what happened when they came to Colorado, too. This motherfucker went to sleep.
I like
sleepy ass nigga.
Hey, fuck y'all, man. One point.
But that's because you can't stop. Like, we get started with this motherfucker so early, dog.
Yeah.
Like, so early. My nigga, I'm not really used to that. Well, like, when we pulled up, yo, when he touched down, he hit me and said, what dispensary is open, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this shit is legal out here in Colorado and shit, but goddamn. As soon as we stopped out, and you know what the nigga told me? Angry man. You know what the nigga told me?
What?
That nigga was like, oh, we gotta go because I can't go to sleep until we go to the dispensary. This nigga said, he can't. Go to sleep, dog. That nigga's a fiend, bro. That nigga said he can't go to sleep, dog.
What am I supposed to do, man? Shit, I couldn't get nothing. The hot off the airplane, right? So I had to get up, bro.
That nigga said he couldn't go to sleep.
No biscuits or pancakes?
No, he ain't want nothing to eat, dog. And look, and I told him, dog. I told him before they came, I'm like, dog, you got to drink a massive amount of water in this motherfucker because it's like 1,000,000,000 miles in the air and shit. Like, nigga, the air thin as fuck. I was like, dog, you go get nauseous. All right, nigga, I'm good. But we got there. I guess he didn't believe me. Like, I only lived on the third floor. Motherfuckers almost passed out coming up to my shit.
Dog.
Because it really is that bad. The air is thin as fuck, dog. It really
is. And I'm so mad because this nigga already up the steps. Like, this fat
yeah.
Me up the steps.
Yeah, Hollywood, what's happening, dog? What you doing here? You been talking down here?
Because I ain't never,
You never been to Colorado?
I've been to Colorado,
uh-huh.
But I never felt
dog.
The motherfucking air difference. I know how the football players on the, yeah, they playing in Mile High.
Yeah, you gotta have that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You do.
But I never actually, you know what I'm saying, experienced it.
Dog, that shit real
you know
life.
Like, yeah. I never played, so I was like, ooh, this shit.
Dog, that shit real life. Ask Monk Money.
Hey, I mean, I come here, everybody see it in the field.
Y'all playing up in Mile High.
I was so mad.
That shit true.
I was so mad that this nigga didn't have no elevator, dog. He said all the way on third floor.
He said all the way. My nigga, it wasn't even really that far. This step was like this tall.
It felt like, hey, bro, when I walked up this step, bro, I felt like I was finna die, bro. Like, I got them on.
Hey, I told him though.
Man.
I told him before they got here. I'm like, dude, like,
he was up the steps all the way to, and he beat me. And he's up there, like, nigga, what the fuck?
Hey, because the fat nigga had been there already. You know what I'm saying? I knew what it was. But I told him when I first got there though, dog, I was so fucking nauseous for weeks though. Like, you got to drink so much water till it's fucking ridiculous.
Because of the air.
Yeah, because of the air. Dog, the air is so fucking thin. And, like, when you get there, your nose going to be all dry and your lips going to be dry. In the middle of summer, you look like you on some motherfucking crackhead pookie shit. No bullshit.
And then, like, one day, it was, like, 80 degrees, beautiful.
Oh, then after y'all left, though,
it
snowed. It snowed like a motherfucker. But there's no humidity, though. So, like, as soon as the snow hit the ground, like, by 2 o'clock, this shit gone. Yeah. Like, this motherfucker here, it snowed 6 inches. This bitch here till April. You know what I'm saying? But there, that shit just evaporated. Like, it's actually snow flakes. Nigga. Like, when we say flakes, them actually flakes. Here, I don't know what this shit is. It's like a wet-ass blanket. I don't know what that shit is. Shout out to Colorado, though, man. You know I love Colorado. But anyway, what else been going on, though?
I mean, that's been it with your boy, you know what I'm saying?
That's been it.
I had the ball, you know what I'm saying? Working hard, you know what I'm saying? I'm switching jobs, you know.
Always switching jobs. That's what I'm
saying. Well, better opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Better chance to learn. You know what I mean? I might take a pay cut, but...
Yo, Nick, what up, though? I see you, dog. My bad. I'm reading. Nick, what up, though?
You know what I'm saying? Better opportunity for your boy. So, you know, that ain't too much nothing.
For real. Oh man, who's Edward? What does that say? Della Torre? Is that what that say? 1488 Records. What's that?
I don't know.
Hey, tell me what that is, dog. 1488 Records. That must be your little record company or something. I don't know. Let me know. Oh, D Will, what up, dog? D Will said, what up from Anguilla? Like, dog, yeah. I'm gonna see you in a day, dog. I'll let you in a day. E Block Radio is traveling all the way to Anguilla. Wherever the fuck that is, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just getting on the plane and I'm going. Not sure exactly where that is.
So, how many stops you gotta make?
Two. I gotta go to Charlotte and then I gotta go to San Juan and then I'm going there. So, yeah, I got a passport, nigga. I'm excited because I ain't never had a passport. Like, I don't know if you gotta actually get a stamp or whatever, but I got a passport.
You gonna get a stamp for Angola?
Do you? Yeah. Or do they just look at it and then say, get your ass on the plane?
No, you get your stamp, boy. I ain't got one yet.
No, I might not get no stamp. I'm just excited to go and shit, though. Shout out to my man D Will. Congratulations on your wedding, dog.
My guy, yeah.
For sure. You say. He say y'all look like y'all need some spicy strips from Popeyes. Now, last week, in case y'all didn't check out the show.
I heard a knock on the door. I was hoping it was them and shit.
Right. Last week, though, my man D. Will came through with the spicy chicken strips. I only got two, though, because, like, niggas killed that shit. Like, niggas was on it. That shit was good, though. Huh?
Chicken strips?
Yeah, he's eating shit. Oh, shit, you ain't know? Yeah, my nigga D Will eat chicken strips. You worse than Lil D, though. Lil D, so you don't eat no meat? Oh, shit, we got my man Gigabytes in the building, man. What's the deal? And we almost didn't get no love today because the charge you gave me, she was all fucked up, but our nigga rigged it, and we good now. We good. I got you. I probably fucked it up, so don't look at me like that. Whatever, nigga. Tell me happy birthday, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Tell me happy birthday.
That's the only reason I'm here.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if you watching right now, man, wish your man's happy birthday, dog. We drinking some of that Pat Ryan. You know what I'm talking about?
He drinking out the neck.
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking out the neck. You got it in a cup. My bad, I'm sorry.
Birthday.
It's my birthday, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? If you watching right now, wish your man's happy birthday, man, because I love y'all, nigga. All right, so you did that. Went to the ATL. Did the whole wedding thing and shit. What else you been up to, dog?
That's it, man.
Did you do anything for the holiday, or you got back during the holiday?
I got back during the holiday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So you ain't do shit then. So you got away with this weekend without having to cook. How that shit feel? Because then you cook every holiday.
I know. Feel good.
What you need to do is hook up a brisket, though. I want a brisket.
That do sound excellent.
It do. Like maybe next week when I get back.
Oh, Lord, dude.
The hot grits. Oh, yeah, niggas still want the hot grits, though, man.
Cousin is hors d'oeuvre shit, dog.
What hors d'oeuvres is you talking about?
One day, dog, I'm sitting at the crib chilling, bro.
That nigga say you want some hors d'oeuvres.
And I have all these fucking sandwiches, and these was big ass sandwiches, bro.
You like, cute crib. Y'all stay over on the
Wayburn.
On Wayburn, okay. Off Moran. Moran gang.
And I had sandwiches from work, bro. And he didn't even catch something.
Oh, them motherfucking sandwiches.
Yeah.
That sandwich that you woke me up by my sleep with?
Yeah.
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 Yo.
That's it.
Real talk.
That's it right there.
Gigabytes. No bullshit. Gigabytes, man. I was at the crib. I was asleep. I fell asleep. I crashed in front of the AC. I was asleep. Snoring like a motherfucking dog. He came in like on how high, dog. Remember we was hitting him with the blunt and shit? That's how he hit me with the sandwich, my nigga.
Bro,
and I woke up, cuz.
I woke up. I kicked him. I busted him.
Didn't wake up.
This nigga didn't wake up, bro.
Did not wake up.
I hit the sandwich across his nose, nigga say.
Dog, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. What the fuck was that? It was a turkey with corned beef. Oh, pastrami. Dog, the best shit ever.
It was a plate of that shit.
Yeah.
And the shit was looking so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that right there? He like these hors d'oeuvres. Whatever food is. Have you asked no?
Yeah.
I want some hors d'oeuvres.
Right. So
he was like about 7 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I've been asking for hors d'oeuvres for 7 years.
Yeah.
This is looking so good. Hey.
No, I'm trying to tell you, the motherfucker sounds good. On point, man. For sure. I'm Michelle. Thanks for the happy birthday, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. My man Rags, what up, though? Happy birthday to me, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. It's my man Raglan right there.
Hors d'oeuvres woke that nigga Q out of deep sleep, though. Like,
hors d'oeuvres woke me up, my nigga. I am not going to lie, bro.
The blunt. I did the blunt and everything. The blunt didn't do it.
Dog, did not do nothing. Dog, that sandwich came through.
That was that shit, nigga.
But, dog, on some real shit, I was hungry in the motherfucker, though, because that day, for whatever reason, I went to go, man, God bless the dead, dog. I went to go kick with my sister, dog. And we got hot in the motherfucker. We drank, we smoked, and I hadn't ate a damn thing. So when I got back to the crib, I was fucking sick, low key. Like, that's why I was sitting in front of the AC. Like, I'm sweating in front of the AC, nigga, like, sleep. Sweating.
While you were sleeping,
huh?
So good.